the beginning, the life, the death, and the hereafter. The beginning of life and its course. Whether it ends its course or it is a never-ending process. Anything that is God's creation has no end. Anything that God creates, it doesn't get destroyed. So God creates from the nothingness. And that creation is only a manifestation. What conducts the creation is the life force. The life force doesn't end. Material will go away. What propels and conducts the material will stay forever. God's creation doesn't get destroyed. He is a creator. Unless he wishes, there is no destruction. Everything will get destroyed except the soul of a man. The soul is his soul. It belongs to him. Mind is given to you. His soul is placed inside your body frame that traverses through all your structures and radiates outside the skin and enters the seven heavens and beyond. So there is no fixity where the soul is, but the soul has total embodiment in your frame. And you have been given the mind so that you have your bodily desires in it as well as your futuristic options. And you have the ability to think and ponder and elevate in order. In order you lead your eternal life. Life is not something what you make out, but what is made for you. Follow that line and don't deviate. Life is already fixed for you. It is made up for you, and it travels through and through the universes, and you have a stay here for some time with a material body. Mind can function as long as this material world is made fruitful to you, or you make use of this material world for your sake. Follow the soul and don't follow the mind. Mind receives directions from two different worlds. One is from the soul. The soul teaches your mind or creates in your mind about the future. All good things about the future. You revel in the thoughts. Whereas, we have the five special senses by which we feed our mind that anything that is tangible, anything that I can feel materially, I believe that it is there. And what I hope for is only what I don't see, but what I wish deep in myself. That alone is life. A creative life ahead of you. From the Creator. Creativity is there in your mind as taught by the, as enshrined by the soul, by the command of God. Your soul blesses you with all that you need qualitatively. It doesn't speak about quantity. Whereas your brain, which only receives the whatever material that is palpable, tangible, a material form, it stores in the brain and conducts it to the mind, that this is another set of world, another kind of world. So one kind of world has the quality, another kind of world has the quantity. Quantum fixation is on the one side, quality elevation is on the other side. You aim towards the quality and don't settle yourself upon the quantity. Don't wish for anything that is material. Wish for something of quality. Quality makes a human being. Quantity doesn't make you a human being. So what is the quality we have for tomorrow? The quantity, everything is based on the past that I have experienced. The quality is something that I have not experienced, but only what I wish for. What you want is one thing, what you wish for is about the future. What you want is whatever that is liked by you, desirable to you, in any materialistic form, you desire it, you want it. But what I wish for is my dire need for tomorrow. All the wish that you have is only to satisfy your soul. Your mind has got two directions. One is towards the soul, another is towards the world. The worldly matters, the worldly things. So it has got two directions. One is based on the worldly levels, another is based on the mind levels, soulful levels, which you cannot see, which you cannot hear or touch. It doesn't have a shape, form. It is not bounded within the boundary. There is no boundary to it. So, that immense God's blessings are there as your wish for tomorrow. So, side with that immensity. Don't side with the qualitatively very poor, or there is no quality at all, a material benefit. Don't side with the material benefits. So what do you want now, whether you want material benefits or you want eternal life forever? It doesn't give you worry or fear. That sort of life you want. I want a life tomorrow that doesn't have worry or fear. I will not be living with worry and fear. That's the life I want. What life you want? With lot of wealth, money, things, all materials and matters, everything you need. But it doesn't give any satisfaction to the mind. Always you are a worried person about tomorrow, however great the wealth you might possess. But when I am hopeful of my blessings from God about peaceful tomorrow, about your life where there I have no fear or worry. If this is the life I want, then the whole world is for you. The whole universe will be saluting you, submitting to you. What I need tomorrow is my faultless knowledge. My knowledge in its prime sense. In its prime sense. With intact sensibilities. I want to lead a prosperous life. Prosperity by means of knowledge that I gain from the wisdom, from the source wisdom, unblemished knowledge, newer knowledge every day as I get a newer breathing every day, every moment. In my every breathing, I have a life, and that life force will be suffused with a real knowledge, a true knowledge that is developing from the wisdom, a creative knowledge, qualitatively unblemished knowledge. So this is the knowledge I want for tomorrow. I have that source with me for which to suit my physical forms, it must take a tangible form, a palpable form, a materialistic form. It must materialize before me so that my body can use it and my mind can relish. So in both ways, it must be compatible, suitable. Such is the wisdom God has given to you as your wish for tomorrow. The wish has been given to you in quality. Quality will be my first preference. Quantity will be my second preference. So go for the quality. Don't go for the quantity. Quality means absolute. Quantity means definitely it lacks its requirements. It cannot fulfill your needs. So quantity can never fulfill your needs, but quality definitely satisfies your inner heart. I want a peaceful life tomorrow. I want a life that doesn't have any worry or fear for me. And I have my quality fully in contact, in compact measure with me. In compact measure, quality is one fullness. There is no lower quality and higher quality. Because based on material only, lower quality and higher quality. With reference to no material thing comes, the quality is just one thing. There is no degrees in quality. Always ever blossoming. Quality always in its finest form. So where is the question of God created quality doesn't have any degrees in it, because only one degree, that is superlative degree. It's a never-ending process towards glorious life in the future. Suppose I want a peaceful life tomorrow, a life that caters to my mind and body without any scarcity, shortages. What is this life now? Unless my knowledge reigns supreme, there is no way that I can gain anything materially. Knowledge brings material. I must have the knowledge to create material out of the matters by bringing the matters together. And create the matters also, I want the wisdom. If a chair is created, or a table is made, or a fan is developed, all that I need is the knowledge to gather the materials available around me as material source in the world, in the earth. If I have to create the material itself, the matters itself, I am just gathering the materials to form an object. Various materials. So knowledge is there to gather the material. This has come out of the materialistic wisdom, materialistic source. Now where from the materials come? How to create the material itself? Leave alone gathering the material and then creating an instrument or something. But the matter itself I want to create. This thought is there within us, and we are not going to reject it. We will only ask, how is it possible? Don't ask, how is it possible? It is come already. From where? From the Creator. You are not creating. Even as you are questioning, the creation is going on. Totally impossible with you. Your knowledge is stunned by the wisdom we are blessed with. We are unable to accept it because the knowledge is so inferior. We are even unable to accept it, that the wish has come already has been blessed upon your heart already. Do you follow what I say? You have that wisdom as your wish, deeply embedded in your heart. It has become your nature, and you have to live by that nature. You have to live with the Creator. You have to live with the creations. You will be led by the nature. You will be led by the nature. So be with the creation, meaning being with the Creator Himself. He created the earth as a matter from nothingness. Before the earth was created, there was nothing. The earth is hanging in the space. And the earth created in the space. It got created in the space. We can also create from nothingness. Don't have to gather the materials to create an instrument or to create a vehicle or whatever you need. You must create. Create means create new. Don't gather whatever is created. That is one type of knowledge, totally materialist knowledge. Being with the Creator, I create from nothingness. We are entering a new world, that is a dream world, where there is creation unseen. A new world we are entering when we enter our dreams. It is a new kind of world where there is no matter, but the material is there. My material, the body material, is lying down on the cot. Anybody can see the body material is lying down on the cot. But I am with the same body, I am in different world, in different space. Material is there, invisible. Here the material is there, visible. I am living only for the invisible tomorrow. And my wish is invisible. And the quality is invisible. Believe in such invisibilities. You are now raised above the ground. You start living in the unseen world. But definitely, you are living in a world created by Him. Created by the unseen. You are living with Him. And it is His duty to make you... It is your duty, it is His duty, God's duty, to provide you for your physical frame also. God has made it incumbent upon Him to shower you with His mercy by providing you materially also. Because you have a material created by Him. You have your heart, you have your mind, you have your soul. All have different identities altogether. One different from the other. One identity is, I am an unseen person. I do not know who you are. Unless you reveal yourself verbally or I see you in action. So you have got a hidden life. Unseen life. What you show outwardly is never what you have in your mind. What you have in your mind is all beautiful things or all ugly things. What you show it out from the ugly things, because you are not going to materialize the beautiful things. You have to wait in patience before it starts materializing before you. We are all ugly people as long as we are materially involved in this physical world. You are living both in material form and non-material form, both together. Mind works for you and you start following the mind. Even the mind is controlled by the soul, which gives you only the glad tidings, good message and beautiful news for you about tomorrow. The thing is, you don't believe. So the real source you don't believe, what do you expect after rejecting the source as good for you? Is there anything that you can expect as good for you when you reject the soul? The very source, the command, the blessings that you rejected, what is there for you to expect anything best or better or good for you? We think now very deeply inside. I am a man by his command. I am not a living being here. I am a man of unseen nature. I do not know who I am myself. Leave alone others knowing about you. Who am I? I am a being under the command of the Almighty Blessing. I am under the command by the Almighty's blessings. The command is a blessing for you. And blessing is a command on you. There is no way that I can reject it, I can bypass it. You have so many things in your heart now, all full of blessings. Everything is full of quality and it doesn't have shape, size or form. Now you are materializing those blessings as objects. Pure material objects, you convert it. There's no way of converting it. And don't convert it. What you have in the depth of your mind is, I am worried about something. Something. Things will always worry you. No thing will not worry you. Think nothing about material things, materialistic world. Have your heart totally siding with the non-material, blissful life of tomorrow, full of peace, and persevere in that direction. Materialistically away from wisdomful life, I am turning my whole self in that direction, that is never ending, ever gaining, and everlasting. This is the pathway I want to choose. Whether you like it, whether you understand it, whether you sense it or not, you are being conducted by the blessings that is there in the mind, delivered to the mind from the soul, the highest command. The soul, the highest command. It is blessed onto your mind. And that mind wants it and hopes for it. Meanwhile, it transforms this into material and strives in the wrong direction too. Perseveres in right direction and strives in the wrong direction, there is a chaos and confusion in our life. Follow the path straight and stay clear in the path which is good for you. Good is a quality. Good is not a matter. Good is not a material. I bless you with goodness. That is enough for you. You don't ask me what goodness. And you don't translate in your heart, this good is this and this and this and this. No. You are individual. When something is given to you, individualistically it is given to you. It is only for you, not for the person next to you. Likewise, everybody is blessed with his own needs. What he intends for you is your need. What you desire is not your need. Stay cool all the time. You are being benefited now only because you are hopeful of tomorrow, hopeful of the unseen, without knowing what exactly it is. Without bargaining, you are hopeful of something. When there is no bargain, material standards not attached to it. When you bargain, there is materialistic standards that you have in your mind. I want this and that. So be careful about your eyes, nose, mouth, touch and ears. Be careful about all these five special senses. Never take it to the heart. You can enjoy and then set it aside as a trash. Don't try to accumulate these things and procure it and safeguard it. This will not save you. You will have to save. You will be the protector of your own materials. You think materials will protect you. But you will protect the materials when it comes to you. So you have nothing left for you except deepest worry. When you have no matter, material, you worry about procuring it. And you have material, you worry about protecting, being a protector over it. So, at any cost, in any direction, whatever be the life that you may have, there is a deep-seated worry within you, which you cannot escape from. Multiply it also. So it is a complicated life, compounding every moment, and it is a chaotic future towards which you proceed. Don't trust the worldly life. Trust the heavenly life. There is, I am talking in a direction where there is no death at all. Physical world will perish. Because created from nothingness, it is created. Origin never gets created. It is there from beginning. There is no beginning, no end. We are from the origin. We are from the self. I have myself. Myself doesn't get destroyed. Even before I am created, self is there. After I am created, self is there. Once this created body decomposes, the self still is there. So your self doesn't get destroyed. You will be destroyed. As when a person dies, the dying person, how he sees about the dependence?
How he sees the dependence?
Yeah, how? Before dying, he has lot of things about the descendants in his heart. As he is dying, he has nothing about who is behind me, whom I am leaving behind me, and who will be ahead of me. All those things never come to my mind except my own self. On that day, I will give away my wife. Wife will give away the husband, the children, the relations, and all humankind. Take it away. Leave me alone. Even a simple headache is sufficient for you. When it is breaking your head, you don't want anything. Leave me alone. I just say, go to hell. My problem is mine. When such is the case, even when you are living for a simple headache, that you behave in such a way, when the death comes to you, it brings the truth along. You and God, all alone in the whole of universe. You have left this world. You have not benefited from any of the blessings God has given to your heart. You only rejected it. You suspected it. And you only believed what is to be destroyed in the end. So you wasted God's blessings. You rejected. You slighted it aside. And you disgraced it for your own downfall. You have disgraced your life. So enter the disgraceful hell. You have no place in heaven. Strive for heavenly life. Believe in the heavenly life. If you have to believe in the heavenly life, lead a qualitatively good life and prefer only for a quality life in this world. As long as I am living, even leave alone the headache, when you are going to sleep in the night, you don't want any disturbance. Everyone is for himself. We cannot say, come, let us all go together to sleep. No. Whoever gets to sleep, sleep. Whoever don't get to sleep, don't disturb. Yes? So we are all alone, we know. God has given you a life of your own. You have to lead a life on your own. But all of you, lead your life, taking His blessings and guidance and His help and protection. So don't be protective over another. Don't be in as a group or as a family together that I am. We are all living together happily. Never. When the night comes, it will teach you, you are all alone. So believe in the truths. Believe in that eternal truth when the day breaks after the night, as the dawn brightens up. Be in the same manner as how you have been during the night. then no problems at all. The moment you wake up, I have my children, I have my this and that and all those things, that means you are ungrateful to the night and the blessings of God who gave you the peace and who gave you the sleep and who has taken on his stride all your responsibilities, and you happily went to sleep. When you got up in the morning, nothing has changed. Everything is perfectly in shape. So the moment you wake up, why are you so ungrateful to the God who was in full possession of all your possessions and even your soul, mind, everything is in his possessions? When he brought you to this world in the morning hours, along with the dawn, you take all responsibilities from him forcefully, and then you start leading the life. He gives it away. Every night it happens. Every day it happens. Daytime, you are transgressing your limits, forcibly taking it away from him. And in the night hours, he is so graceful and merciful upon you, he forcibly takes all the responsibilities from you and makes you sleep. Suppose one thing he leaves in your custody, one of the responsibilities, then you won't have sleep. So leave everything in his trust even during the day. The moment I wake up, I have my prayer like this. Oh my Lord, in the night you have taken my whole self into your responsibility. The day has dawned now. Don't leave anything in my responsibility. You conduct me. Never for a moment I should think that now the responsibility has come. Only the previous night you had no responsibility. You slept like anything. You never cared about your responsibility. The moment morning dawns upon you, you have all the responsibility again, which you had lost in just the previous night. If I have to be thankful to him, if I am grateful to him, I believe now the night comes. So we are all now edging, closing on towards our night, towards our beautiful life. One half of the day is life in the night, and one half of the day is the life in the morning, in the daytime. So the night and day are two signs for you from him. Night is his world. Day is the world he has given to you, that either you leave it with me or take it away from me. If only you are grateful, if only you have deep pondering, if only you are a people who will reflect on the mercy he has showered upon you, then you will know you want the daytime also to be held by him for my sake. And I leave my whole responsibilities with him, put my whole trust in him, and thereafter feel free for one day. Try this for one day. Like the night, at the blink of an eye, the whole night goes. But throughout the day, we're blinking, blinking, blinking. The day won't go at all. And until such time, you are tired. So the daytime also must go like a blink of an eye. At the wink of an eye, it must. But like in the night, I close my eye once and open, the whole night goes. Likewise, so beautifully, the daytime also must go. Night time is coming, all your responsibilities about your household. The household means your wife, husband, children, parents, and brothers and sisters, relatives and friends. About everybody, there will not be any room in your heart to think about them. It will be erased totally. You are taken up, removed one by one, and slowly your eyes are drooping. Your eyes are closing now. Yes? If we are thinking about something, even one thing, with regard to the men that I have described, then you have no sleep. And about your properties, and about your business, about which you are so sure that one day the business will go. You are very sure and you are very definite the business that is flourishing today, what will happen to this business tomorrow? What will be the means of living you may have? Business or profession or whatever means you have as your life. I am deadly sure that one day things will take a wrong turn. One day it will all go ups and downs. My economy will be, I am suffering because of my economy. Today my economy is so good. Tomorrow I am not sure whether this same economy will hold me aloft or it will bury me. I do not know. So I am fearful about tomorrow. I am afraid of my future. And your houses, whether you will still live in the house after some time or you will be thrown out of the house, you will not know. So what are you gaining in this world is only fear and worry about tomorrow. The whole gain, what you think, is only the worry and fear about tomorrow. Believe in your source now. The source says, I am the creator. I have created you from nothing. Even we know that before even we are a sperm or an ovum, before even conception product took place by joining of ovum and sperm, before this development into a sperm, you have to go through 14 years of life. The energy must combine all the earthly materials, the energy out of it, and the radiation energy and the air energy, water energy, energy, not a drop of water or the atom of air are joining together, the energy out of it. It takes 14 years in the case of male and 12 years in the case of female to produce a life essence, an ova or a sperm. Do you follow what I'm saying? From nothingness it is developed, the essence of the energy, it is developed into a sperm. So from nothingness you are created. Before you were a product of conception, you were nothing. So believe in that nothingness. Don't ask how. You have not created yourself. You cannot create a sperm. You cannot create a ovum. You cannot join together. Join them together. It is not you who has infused life into it. You have taken your life from somewhere. You are now joining. The material to material is joining. That is the worst thing that you can do by way of researches. You must enter into the heavenly life where there is nothingness but full of energy and liveliness. Full of liveliness, full of energy. Enter that domain. Now the whole universe and beyond is yours. You are entering a limitless life. Not a limited life within the globe, or within an atmosphere, or within the sky, a round border, sky, and within that round border is another material called earth, moon, sun, all these planets. So don't get bounded into the boundary line. Cross the boundary lines. Only with your soul you can cross the boundary lines, because whatever is created in the soul has come from far away from the boundary lines, from a direction unknown to you. As long as there is a boundary, there is a direction. When there is no boundary, there is no direction at all. It has come from your source unknown to you, but it is a definite source that is so near to you. But you are seeing it very far. The wish is so near to you, but you cannot materialize. That means you cannot visualize the blessing, the wish. You wish something for your future, but you cannot materialize it. I want a blissful life. Where from you want it? You want it. Where from you want it? Where is it? You say so definitely, I want this. Do you know where it is? You do not know. Then why do you say I want this? How do you have this in the heart that I want it? When he gives it, you want it. After that, you reject it. Because with your knowledge, you cannot verify it, you cannot visualize it. You reject it. But you will be following through a course which you had rejected, seeking it materially. So you have to transit the whole thing, the whole entire universe and beyond, the whole energy matter. You are converting this into a very, very paltry, a very flimsy material thing. Whole universal energy is lost because you translated that, transformed that in your mind to a paltry, sparsely dispersed material things. Very sparsely dispersed, distributed material things on the world. So don't translate anything that is non-visible to visible thing. To create one visible thing like this, you have to create such a big factory. To create that big factory is only to produce this small thing. To create a car, for you to create a car, such a big factory is necessary for you. God has given you one wish. The whole universe and beyond is his factory. Don't enter your factory creating what God has given to you as a wish. And what you want and need is not something that which you visualize in material form. Now we are entering that domain now. We are going to our houses, we are going to sleep, we are going to enter that domain. We are going to cross the universal borders and we are going to enter the nothingness. And you find yourself nothing if you don't sleep. I am such a miserable creature, even if you don't sleep for one night. And the second night also you don't sleep, that's all. Third night you will expect that you will never get the sleep. If you don't get the sleep, you are nothing. You feel miserable. You look awesome, awfully bad. This is our limits. Night is a gesture from God. Night is a blessing from Him. Night is the greatest sign from Him that you are sleeping in such a position, in such a form that you are immaterial to yourself. Let the whole world go to hell, I want to sleep. The moment you wake up in the morning, the whole world you want. Everything in the world you want. Which is the most beautiful part of your life, daytime or nighttime? Why didn't you want that night to be the day for you? Why didn't you want the day to be the night for you? Why did you want to make the night into day and the day into day? I want the night for me, I want the day also to be night for me. That is my rightful need for my brightest future. That brightest future is not the light that you see. Brightness is something different. Brightest future is not the light that we see, but something more. So, pull down all your vocabularies. Don't supplicate your knowledge with the vocabularies. The lesser the knowledge on vocabulary, the greater the strength to believe in the non-material things. The more vociferous you are, the more downtrodden you will be. The less talkative you are, you reach the greatest heights. So use less of language, use less of our verbal power, then you reach the greatest height. You will not be translating everything into material, because dictionary is full of material. There's no non-material in it. When it comes to philosophy, your grammar will not be suitable to the philosophy. Only for your prose and even for poetry, the grammar will not be suitable. Only for prose. Only for talking purpose and for talkative manner, you have to understand the language, learn the language. Don't follow the language, follow the wisdom. Don't follow the material, follow the invisible grace, the blessings from Him, which is there as your future. Put your trust in Him and follow the straight paths. The straight path is the path that doesn't have, that doesn't give me worry or fear. So belief, the more the belief is, the lesser will be the worry about tomorrow. The lesser the belief, the more hopeless you become. So you are reduced to dust. You yourself know that you are in dust when the hopes are lost. Be a believer in your hopes. What is hope? What is belief? I believe this will happen tomorrow. I believe such things will happen tomorrow. What is it? Full of material things. Totally I am involving myself with material. I believe it will come tomorrow. I believe things will materialize. I believe things will come my way. I believe things are set right. I believe I am all right tomorrow. So everything is material. All manifested things, we use belief. I am hopeful about tomorrow. So it is non-material. I hope my life will change. In what way, I do not know. I hope I will be all right tomorrow. In what way, I do not know. I am talking more now about mental, mind level, which has no form or shape. I believe I will be okay tomorrow. So I am not okay. What's wrong with you? I am not able to say. Something is bothering me. I am not able to say. So I will be okay tomorrow. I want this tomorrow. I believe this will come to me tomorrow. When I am pointing out certain thing, definitely it is a material. I am hopeful of tomorrow means I don't believe you, I don't believe anybody, I don't believe myself, I am hopeful something. That something is there. I am hopeful that something will happen. If I know that something also, what that something is, it is this soulful search in me that the blessings from Him, the Creator, the original Creator, the originator, the origin is there. There is no creation. Creation begins in between. Origin from the beginning. Where is the beginning? No one knows. Eternal. There is no beginning, no end, that's eternal. Now I am understanding this eternal form. No beginning, no end. Then I will not say I am hopeful of this. I put my trust in the eternal truth. So I put my whole trust in the eternal truth. Entrust my whole self in my trust in the eternal truth. That truth is one thing that I love for the whole of my life. If it is truthful, then I will not be seeking the help from people. I will not be persevering in my endeavor physically until I tire out. It is tiresome for me. It is trying time for me. Every time when I go after something, a material, which I think will be benefiting me, when I am pursuing those materials, definitely I am harming myself. That harm I feel as tiredness and weariness. And in the long run, I lose interest. I become a disbeliever now. Even materially, I become a disbeliever. Be a person of hope and be soulfully putting all your trust in the originator. So I am with the originator, I am with the origination, I am with the origin that has no beginning, no end, but all the way towards glory, towards where? Towards the eternal future, non-ending future. I have to travel in that line. You have not taken your food, not taken your water. You do not know who you are. You are not bothered about all your household. You are not bothered about your business. You don't bother about anything, but you have a beautiful sleep. In the end, in the morning, you have so much liveliness. But throughout the day, you work hard, you eat, you do whatever you want, and all the time you keep on eating, drinking tea, coffee, this and that. Finally, at the end of the day, you are tired. Despite four times meal, five times meal, taking coffees, this and that in between, you grow tired. Not taking anything in the night, not bothering about anything, you are full of liveliness when you get up in the morning, when God gives the life back to you. When you receive that life and open up your eyes, you must understand, where was I? Just before I opened up my eyes, where was I? How come suddenly all responsibilities I take now into my hands? What happened during my night? I am not bothered about any of my responsibilities. Because of that, nothing has gone wrong here now. Why did you not make a prayer towards him that why not the whole day also like the time of night? Why should I work so hard and in the end I am so tired? Why should I go after material things? You should have asked, oh my Lord, teach me the other side of my life. The other side of the day, night. Teach me the blessings of night. How to be living during my daytime as I have lived through my night. You should have asked. Then God will be satisfied about you that you are grateful for the night. You are grateful, thankful to Him for what He has done to you in the night. He has done good to you. He has done good to your properties. He has safeguarded all your properties. And He has made you regain all your lost energy. And now you are going to lose again when the night comes. Throughout the day you will be losing energy. And finally, I will be taking up into my responsibilities all your affairs. I am only waiting when you will be giving on your own, putting the whole trust in me, placing your responsibilities in my hands. I am just waiting for it. So that your daytime will be much beautiful than the nighttime. I am now hoping that tomorrow will be a better day for me. Maybe I am in a joyous mood. I am in an enjoyable mood. So much pleasure is there with me in this day. And people say, many, many happy returns of this day. No, I want a better day tomorrow. Not the same returns. Not the same type of life. I want a better life. So every time I enjoy one moment, next thing what I must seek from Him is, show me a better life. Show me a better life. Give me greater health. Give me greater enjoyment. Give me greater peace. Why we have not asked for such things? Only when we lose our peace, we want to gather the pieces together. Only when we lose our peace, we want to regain the peace that we have lost, which has been shattered into pieces. We want to gather the peace together. The moment peace comes to you, you are satisfied. Until such time, again it is lost. Unless you aim for the higher, you go high above, you go for a better prayer. If I have peace today, increase me in my peace. You must ask for it. So everything is there with Him. God is not finite. He is indefinite. Cannot be defined. So peace cannot be defined. So go past these blissful moments, by the moment, seeking improvement, seeking His greater blessings by improving your prayers with Him. If I am so happy today, I want to be in better placement tomorrow. Only mind-wise you can improve yourself. Physically you cannot improve anything. Physic will be dying down. One day the physical form will go. The mind doesn't have any shape or size. So it has no boundary. It is boundless. So it cannot die. Mind cannot die. Only the physical frame will die. Your life is conducted by the mind, not that it is your mind is conducted by the physical. Whichever it is true. Your mind is conducting your body or your body is conducting the mind. So mind is your Lord. Mind is your instructor. Mind is dominating you. Mind doesn't have shape or size. It is eternal. Because it doesn't have shape means it is not bounded. So it is eternal. There is no boundary to it. Start living in the boundaryless eternal world. Don't be living on this earth thinking that on the earth is my livelihood. Don't keep on groping in the dark, grazing the land like cattle. We are now in the elevated platform. We step on to greater heights when we know our direction is towards the heavens, not going round the globe, beating about the bush. There is no rebirth. Rebirth is falsehood. If there is rebirth, you can also call there is a rebirth for the world also. There is a rebirth for the moon also. When the material form can have rebirth, everything can have the rebirth. So all people will rise up one day. Again, there is not enough space on the earth. You will all die again. When all are raised up, one day what you will do? Even at this moment, we have no space to move. So this is only your conjecture. Only your false hopes. A bad imagination. A worse imagination doesn't have any scope. Nor that doesn't have any foundation. All baseless imaginations. And you thrive on those imaginations. Speaking and writing it down and putting it down in black and white and putting it down in the order that this is a great philosophy, this is a great scientific research, and all those things you will say, it has no sense at all. Have you seen a rebirth? You have not seen a rebirth. You want to be born again in this world and go through the torture again? You want to live in this world again? You want to live in this world again? No. Or you want to elevate into the heavens? So where is the question of rebirth? With this body, the gravity will pull down. Only mind can, even at this point of time, mind can go beyond the universes. So I am a man of mind. I am not a man of body. Body is lifeless. Mind is full of life. So be attached to the mind. Don't drag away a part of liveliness from the mind and start suffusing your body. And don't allow the mind to become weak in its liveliness. Because part of its liveliness is turned towards your material body, which will anyway, on one day it will die. And it will go out of shape, decomposed. Follow the night during the daytime. You cannot follow the day during your night time, even if you wish so. Even if you make the whole night into daytime, again you will have to sleep at one point of time. You cannot carry the day into the night. Similarly, you cannot carry the night into day unless he wishes for. He will wish only if you wish for it. He has given you both the worlds. A beautiful world, a peaceful world that is blessed upon you during the night time, or a stressful or a steamy daytime life also. Which of these two you want? He has given you equally, equal half. One day is equally divided into day and night. Which one you want? He is with him. Night is always beautiful than the day. During the day only you can see the ground. But during the night I can see the heavens. I can see the moon, star. I can see the blue sky, the darkest blue skies. I can see, so I have that peace. I have the semblance, the serene atmosphere is there. Which of these you want? No sound. Even the breathing sound is not there. Which of these you want? I want the blissful night time. Which is greater in its splendor, the world or the heavens? Daytime you can see only the world, nothing you can see. Even the sun you cannot see. But during the night time you can see the vastness of the sky. Only during the night time when you see the sky, your imagination spread. During the morning hours there is no imagination. There is no pondering. You need peace. Peace for atmosphere. That's the night time. So I want peace, I want pondering, I want thinking ability, I don't want to place myself in my conjectural mood. I don't want to go out of context to my life. My context is my mind. There is no text part. So there is no confusion at all. There is no material part. Text means material part. I am going out of context now. The reality. Context is the falsehood. Out of context is the reality. Mind is not visible, that is reality. Physical form is visible. Anyway, it will die one day and decompose. So rise high above the ground, not physically, mind-wise. Mind-wise. Aim supreme, stay supreme, and be with the supreme, and put your whole trust with him, and there's your life. Going at a speed faster than life years. I am going faster than life years. What is the life year? Yet to be coined. Now keep it with you. In different periods of our lecture we will know what is a life year. Life year is the highest. Whatever I have as my deepest wish, I am crossing beyond it. What is next? That's all. I believe as if I got it. What is next? So a newer form, a newer vision, I am, even every moment of my every breathing, I am going beyond the universes. That is my speed of my mind. My mind is my life. I am going ahead of my life years. This light years, nothing compared to my life years. In 1 second I want to cross the first heavens. But light years, it will take several years to even to reach the first boundary, the nearest boundary, the first heaven. We see the earth is created from the 7 heavens. And the earth is turned into mist and water. And the water reflects the light into 7 shades. The rainbow, the last of the rainbow, is what we say is the bluish sky. And above, the rest of the skies are there. A drop of water is created out of the energy accumulation of 7 heavens. The lowest heaven we see is the blue. That changes its color, indigo. Violet, so many things it changes. So we see at least 3 heavens and beyond it is there. So a single drop of air is created from a certain drop of water is created from atom of air. That atom of air is created from the energy accumulation of 7 heavens, which we see when the light is dispersed, when it goes through it into 7 rainbow colors. We know there's 1 heaven top of another. Think more. revel in the thoughts of the Creator. He is still creating. A creator cannot stop creating. If he stops creating, then he is not a creator. He is still creating. Be with the Creator and be with the originator and see the origination staying with him. That will be your pleasure. So let us start the night and be grateful when we wake up in the morning and try to relive the night during the day, putting full trust in him, not taking any of his responsibilities in your hands. Whatever is taken, let it be with him and be wishfully his, soulfully his, and don't be again stepping into the worldly things as a needy person. Any confusion? Think it over. When you start thinking, be prayerful. O my Lord, conduct me in the right path in my thinking. When you are giving me the elevation while I am thinking, when you are giving me the light and I am satisfied with the Creator, that you give me the wish and I start thinking, I am satisfied about the reality, the truth in your deliverance. When I imagine, when in your deliverance of the truth during my imagination, make my foot be firmly embedded in the truth. Let it not slip away into the worldly things again. Your mind is your life, not your body is your life. So mind is receiving the grace from high above the skies, that is your elevation of your thinking capacity. With that thinking capacity, your knowledge improves. A new knowledge increases. Like an electricity, that a new knowledge developed, a new knowledge will increase. It is based on truthful thinking in right directions. Be a believer in knowledge from him, not from the studies, from the ugly universities of the world, from the brains of the ugly people who are materialistically glued to this world. No knowledge of this kind we want. We want fresh knowledge from him. Seek only, O God, give me, increase me in my knowledge. Increase me in my wisdom. Make me stand steadfast in that wisdom. And make me a believer in thinking. And let me be truthfully yours. And always be soulfully yours. And let me be a person of full gratitude and faith in your blessings. So tomorrow's life will not be tiresome for you. You will not take up any of your responsibilities. Seek more knowledge from him. The more the knowledge, the lesser will be your activities. The lesser the knowledge, the worse will be your activities. You will be a physical laborer. You will be a laborer when you don't have knowledge. To stand above everybody, not to boss over these people, stand over all human considerations and take up energy from him and receive his mercy and blessings by way of knowledge. That knowledge will transform any imaginary thing into liveliness. This will be following God, not following the literary knowledge. This is like following a bad omen. This is like materialistic knowledge. Following materialistic knowledge is like following an evil force. All schools, colleges, universities are the breeding ground of evil forces. They are nothing but graveyards, because every single thing is physically oriented. There's nothing in the studies which will make you opt for a fresh knowledge that will transform the whole world. You can increase the shape of the world. Increase the dimensions of the world. And increase the heavens and let it go beyond to accommodate the expanding world. Not possible. So believe. Don't start believing in things like there's no space in the world, so don't procreate. Don't bring fresh mind to the world. Don't bring fresh children to the world. Don't bring fresh life to the world. One is sufficient, half is sufficient. ஏழு மாசத்துல பிறந்தா ஹாஃப் இல்ல, ரொம்ப ஃபுல் டைம் வந்தா கொஞ்சம் சைஸ் பெருசா இருக்கும். அடைச்சு டோன்ட் ஃபாலோ தி ஸ்லோகன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த இடியட்ஸ் ஆன் தி சர்ஃபேஸ் ஆஃப் தி எர்த் ஹூ டாக் மெட்டீரியலி. வி நீட் மோர் சில்ட்ரன், வி நீட் ஃப்ரெஷ் பிரெயின் அண்ட் ஃப்ரெஷ் மைண்ட் அண்ட் ஃப்ரெஷ் லைவ்லினஸ் வி வாண்ட். ஆல் த 58 இயர்ஸ் retired people can be slaughtered if they hold on to population explosion theory. If they hold on to population explosion theory, after 58 years they are a burden to the society, they can be chopped off. Let the fresh minds come. Which one you want, fresh minds or the old minds which is useless and burden to the society? Government don't do any job. Even for the government job, they are unfit. Which one you want, fresh life or old life? Fresh life. So if you still hold on to the population explosion theory, chop off after 58 years. Can't do, no? I want fresh mind. Who will say no to it? So kill all the people 58 years. Otherwise change the theory. Don't hold on to the theory. If you start believing, following the people, you are disgraced by God. You will be disgraced by God. God's new entry you don't want. The rotten, useless, highly burdened people, despised people, you want to make them leave. You know they are useless. Even to the homes they are useless. Even to the government they are useless. Useless to the society. Now the population is exploding. We have to contain our explosion. Now the fresh energy is coming. That is good for the country, good for the world. Old ones, useless fellows, donkeys can be eliminated because they are burdens to us. Either change the theory or eliminate after 58 years. Everybody on the surface of the earth. Don't eliminate the fresh mind and fresh lives. Which one you want? Yes. So be your own self. Don't follow the people. Slash away 7 billion people away from you. Slash away as trashes into the dustbin. Stay everybody individually with Him, the One and the One Almighty. And be elevated from this mundane world. Enter the heavens. Let your mind stay with the heavens and let your frame stay on the earth. Don't bring the mind into your frame and don't make the mind useless. So think it over. The class ends today. We'll meet again tomorrow, 6:30 to 7:30. Every Thursday we have class. I'll come back again next Wednesday. Before coming, phone up and find out whether the class is there or not. Always.